Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I am, it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Can walk and talk with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down, Lord. If I lay my burdens down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. Thank you, Jesus. Help me. Oh, won't you help me? I'm on my journey, while I'm on my way. Oh. me. Help me, Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Depending on you, Jesus, we're depending on you, Jesus, we're depending on you, we're depending on you to see us through, Jesus, we're depending on you, Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. We're depending on you to see us through.
Came to the water.
Didn't know what to do. No longer have them. See the way through.
Thought you
thought
the water.
Well, right on through, oh Jesus, we're depending on you. 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 We're depending on you to see us through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord, we give you the honor and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And in me, your house one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. 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 Yes, yes.
God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes. All that he does.
Yes.
And I desire you to pray for me that I'll continue to be the wife, mother, and daughter, sister, friend. Yeah, that he called for me that
day. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask the temple mother, will she come on up and have prayer? Amen. We thank God because you are listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Dash Cleveland, Dash LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue. In Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Our phone number is 216-538-0432. Thank you, Jesus. We're thanking you because of what you've done. We're thanking you right now. We're thanking you for your great, precious name. We thank God for who you are, and we just want you to come in the room one more time. Amen. One more time. One more time. Yes, Lord. Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
Lord, you said, Lord, thank you, thank you. We want to thank you for everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for having watched us all night long.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you because you woke us up in our lifetime and died up and stripped in the blood against my clothes and our lives.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to look on us today.
Look on us today.
We want to chapter, our three chapters today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, look on the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Touch right now. Touch them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. All by yourself. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless your name.
By
your spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing's too hard for you. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Touch somebody else. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We know that our triumphant mother is anointed. Yes, we do. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. Lord, you know, I've had to bring the word, so I need you to help me today, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, send on your anointing, Lord. Lord, I just want you, Lord, I'm just an oracle. Lord, use me for your service. Lord, speak, Lord, to me first, Lord. Lord, speak to your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know how to touch right now. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. I need your anointing today to break down the stormy head, break down the stormy heart. Oh, Jesus, we need your anointing, Lord, to break the yoke today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we be careful to give your name praise. We be careful to give you the glory and honor and majesty, Lord. In your name, let me pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. You know, today has been, I looked at my message that the Lord gave me, and then we have Sabbath school. It's been all about warnings. Amen. I want you to know God is getting tired. You, at the chapel, mother said, you may be getting away. You may be getting a bind, but you're not getting away. That's right. So no matter, we are the saints you to sing that song, come out that corner, because you can't hide. And I want you to know, no matter what you've been doing, God's going to know your number. He knows your name, and he knows where to find you. Amen. So you can run all you want to run, but it's going to be a day when you are to give an account. Amen. My title for today is, we have been warned, but we aren't taking it seriously. If you say it with me, we have been warned, but we aren't taking it seriously. Today in our chapel is we're going to celebrate the Eucharist. No, tomorrow, and many of you in Pakistan in our sister chapel, we're going to be celebrating the Eucharist there, amen? But there's something that goes along with that. You know, people want to take it lightly, but I want you to know there is supposed to be a solemn event, amen? You're supposed to take that with all sincerity. That should be one of the highlights that you look for when you go to worship service, amen? It's not a play thing. I want to emphasize that. when you say the Eucharist, even if you're using the name communion, think about that word. You're trying to communion with the one who died and shed his blood for you. That is what we should be remembering. We'd be remembering the asunder. That's what we should be remembering when we go through the Eucharist. It's not a plaything. We are trying to unite and celebrate the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus the Christ, how he shed his blood on a tree for you and me. Amen. Now, before we get to the scripture, I want to break down some things so that when you hear them in your hearing, you can start to take them to their meaning. Now, you might say we're talking about examining ourselves, and you'll say, well, what does that mean? Examining, now, I don't want you to think that examining is to inspect someone or something in detail to determine their nature or condition, to investigate thoroughly. A doctor examines me and said I might need a Caesarean. That's an examination. The synonym for that is to inspect, scrutinize, investigate, look at, study, scan, ship, thorough, probe, appraise, analyze, review, and evaluate. Amen? And if you look at it out, it also says survey and check out. You can find that in the Bing Dictionary. Amen? The other thing we need to think about, what does unworthy mean? Unworthy mean. Not deserving effort, attention, or respect. He was unworthy to trust or to hold off. Think about that, unworthy. The synonym that I wanted to look up here is the thing is undeserving, ineligible, unqualified, unfit. Amen? Think about these things when we get to reading what the Bible says, and this can be found in the Bing Dictionary. Then we might want to look at what does damnation mean? Oh, my. One, it means to sentence or to condemnation to everlasting. Now, think about that. Not for a little bit, but everlasting punishment in the future state or the state of eternal torment. Now, think about that. Everlasting punishment in the future state. Like if you're in the future right now, punishment, or in the state of eternal torment. Think about it. It's bad to be tormented down here on earth, then die and think it's all over, only find out that is just the beginning of sorrow, that you have not seen real torment until you have died and went to the lake of fire. Amen? Two, condemnation. King James Version, it says, you read, if you want to know more about condemnation, read for your own reading and hearing, Romans 14 and 23, it will explain and break that all down. Amen? I just want to get some things that you will understand before we get to the Word of God, that you already be in the mindset of what's really going on. Amen? All right, now if you will read it.
1 Corinthians 11, 27 and 30. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not disconcerting the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
Man. Now, I want you to understand this. We can only look at ourselves. Amen. And, you know, we can't look at anybody else or what's going on with them, because it said that a man examined what?
Himself.
I can't worry about Sister Mary. I can't worry about Brother John. Because while I'm looking at them and I'm judging them, and I'm being the one that's in need of change and desire to get with the Lord, I need to look at my own self. Because when we get before the judgment day, it won't be about what Brother Johnny did. It won't be what Mother So-and-so did. is you're going to have to get there in judgment for yourself. That's why I said, let a man examine himself. Man being the same for man or woman, man, examine him or herself. So anybody wants to go there, him or herself. Because nobody can come and say, well, I did not know, if you take time to examine your life. Amen. This may not be a preaching lesson, maybe more about teaching, but I have whatever the Lord wants to do.
Amen.
It says, Lord, somebody, I want you to know, before you step to the Lord's Supper, and put that in your mindset that this is the Lord's Supper, that they did it at the day when Jesus was getting ready to go through something for you and me. Amen. He said, the juice which you drink represents what? The blood. The grape or cracker or whatever it is that you're eating, you're not just eating that, but it represents my body. So when you go into this communion with the Almighty God's Son, you ought to be prepared to have a conversation with the Lord. Amen. Don't come up here saying, well, I need it. But you know there's things out there that you need to do. Examine yourself prior to coming to the table. Prior, and I want you to know something, saints. Sometimes you may need to examine yourself before you leave the house. Sometimes you may need to examine yourself in prayer. Don't wait until the day when they say communion coming. You haven't taken care of business, because it tells you it's dangerous. It's dangerous to go and drink of the cup and eat of the cracker, and you are not worthy. Amen.
Amen.
And the other thing I want you to say, now here's the thing it says in verse 30. And some of us don't believe. We don't believe. It's telling you, there's all kinds of warning that went throughout the Bible. God's word has went through prophets, and it preached about warnings and warnings. And see what happened when the people didn't believe. There was always destruction in their hands. Said this warning, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, you think about how it is to be weak. You might have had the flu or some other thing that zap your energy. You're just drained. Amen. And think about that, because you came, if you think about this, came up to the table, the Lord's table. See, back in the day, you know, this is even some grace, because thank you, Lord, wherever you want to go. Back in the day, see, when you came before the Lord unworthy, you were killed dead instantly where you stood. Amen?
Amen.
But, oh, God's grace, he's given us time to say, you better examine yourself. He's given us time to say, look at yourself. Have a little time and see what's going on before you come before me. But, you know, he didn't say he's going to kill you right there on the spot. He said, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. Amen.
Amen.
Where in the past, you wouldn't have a chance to be sick nor weak. You would be dead right there on the spot. God's grace is sufficient for us. Amen.
Amen.
And if it wouldn't be for God's grace, where would we be? We would be damned and doomed and on our way to hell. Some of us would be already in hell. And it said, and many sleep. Now, I want you to think about that. If you sleep because you already been damned, where would you be sleeping and on your way to? If it says you're damned, you know, it's damnation, I want you to know, if your soul has been damned and you're lost, you're not going to be on your way to heaven. You're going to be there before the judgment seat. But I want you to know, if you die in your sin, there is an account. Day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty, read if you will read the next one.
Proverbs 21:23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble.
Amen. You might say, well, where are we going with that, preacher? You know, there's a lot of things that we can do to get in trouble. Amen?
Amen.
There's a lot of things we may need to do to go back and repent for before we come. Amen? Because none of us are perfect. Now, there is nobody perfect. We all got things that we need to work on. We all got things we need to talk to the Lord for. We all have things that we need to go in our secret closet and have prayer before this day comes. We all have issues. But here, there again, is talking about one thing that we need to go and get control of. Saints of God, it says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Now, there's a warning here because it says, it didn't say that they keep your body okay, amen. It didn't say that you keep the saints away from you, amen. It didn't say that it'll close some doors for you. It didn't say that it's going to keep back the wolves. It said keep his soul, his very soul from troubles, amen. Now, think about it. Your mouth can get your soul set on fire, and I'm not talking about fire in the good way. I'm talking about set on fire because you said the wrong thing. You did the wrong thing, and all you had to do was just keep your mouth and your tongue under the subjection of the what? Not self, of the Holy Spirit. Because I want you to know, if you're really in the spirits, you may get ready to say something, and the Holy Spirit say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You may be wrestling with some things, and he'll let you not say it and just work it out of your mind. And so you may have to go to the Lord later and say, well, I don't understand. Lord, help me. And the Lord begins to work with you on that issue because you kept your mouth closed. You kept your tongue and your mouth and you stayed your soul from in trouble. So I want you to know that if the Holy Ghost is right, it is within inside of you. If the Holy Spirit resides inside you, it said he'll bring all things to your remembrance. It said the Holy Spirit is a keeper. I want you to know if you got the Holy Spirit, he'll reveal things unto you. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. So when you are not doing, walking in the path at that moment the way you should be, I want you to know if you have the Holy Spirit, he will let you know. And I refer to he because that's what the Bible says. He will let you know. So I want you to know, hear the warning. Here again, we're building upon the warning. People don't seem to realize what is our topic, what is our subject. We have been what? Warned, but we don't take it serious. Amen? My job is to teach you about when you're taking the Eucharist, that you're supposed to take it serious. You're just not supposed to come up here in your kind of way. Amen? That's my job to teach you. My job to teach you, because if I don't teach you, then the blood is on my hands. My job is to teach you, saints of God, you can't come up here anyway before God. You have to take care of some things. Amen? Amen. All right, read if you will read the next one. Thank you.
James 3:5-11. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a force a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men. We who have been made in the simulation of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does not a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening?
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, think about that, this little old tongue that we have. You know, we have big old arms, amen. We have big legs, big bodies, but a little bit of tongue, amen?
Amen.
And think about that. This little tongue in our bodies can cause us to go where? Go to hell. Because we can do what? We can give our blessings and cursings out of the same mouth. Out of the same mouth. Now, I want you to know that you may think that you can come up any your kind of way and just do what you want to do, say, I'm going to heaven anyhow, but I want you to know that's not sure. That's not true. You got to give an account. But while we have a chance, saints of God, let's get it right, let's get it together, because we don't know where death is. You could be sitting in church, and the Lord call you home. You have no chance to say, forgive me or anything else, and you're gone. You could be stepping out of your car, and boom, the Lord call you home. You could just come on out, walk out in the street. You never know where death is. You got to be ready, saints, because Jesus is on his way back. He's on his way back, and he's coming for his church without spot or wrinkle. That church is not their building. The church is you and I, amen? Now, right in the word, it tells you about the consequences of things, of the drinking of the cup, of eating of the bread unworthy, can cause punishment both in this life and the next life. Now, I want you to understand, some people say that we inhale. Well, this is not hell. But if it was hell, why would you want to be in this hell, then die and go to the real hell? Because if you think this is hell, I got news for you. Try reading your Bible until it tells you what hell is about. It tells you about the lake of fire. It tells you about fire and brimstone. It tells you about all the kind of things where you don't want to be in hell. It tells you about the devil, that he is alive. And I want you to know, while I have a chance on this earth, I don't want to go to the lake of fire. While I have a chance on this earth, I want to get right with Almighty God. While I have a chance on this earth, I want to talk to the one who died or shed his blood on a tree just yesterday, just for you and me. While I have a chance, I want to seek God for myself. I can't worry about nobody else, but I've got to stand in judgment day for the things that I've said and done. Jesus, because I want you to know, saints of God, saints and saints, ain't whatever you are, that everything you say, everything that you do is written in the book. And you're going to have to give an account. You got to have to give an account for everything you say and do.
Everything.
It's just not about what you do. It's just not about what you've done. It's what you say and do.
All right.
People talk about, you know how words come back to haunt you, as they say? Think about on that judgment day. Think about on that day of judgment that your words come back. Now, see, you talking about, you think you've been haunted down here. Think about on that day of judgment when not only do your words come back, the very life comes back and it's played before you. Think about that, because you can't hide from God. You can't hide. There is no hiding place. So think about it. Says you want to be cautious, you to be consistent. You know, you got to go someplace. Death is not the end of it. Death is only the transporter gate. On here is the dressing room. But you got to have your lamp trimmed and burning and waiting for the bridegroom to come in. And the only way that you can get there is through death. Now, I understand that some of us are not going to die. Some of us are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. But those of us that got to die, I want you to know that you must have a little talk with Jesus sometime in your life. You gotta have a little talk with Jesus and make it right. Those of you who are going to church and you are participating in the Eucharist, I'm here to warn you. Stop taking God's blood and his body when you don't have the right because of this warning. Don't you know that you need to take it serious? There's so many people who are sick in the world today. There's so many people who have illness with all kind of things going on with them all because they don't hear to God's word. There's so many people in the grave because they didn't listen to God's word. But I'm here to tell you, every word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. There's nothing but holiness or hell. There is no in between. If God said it, I believe it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
So now think about it. You got to go and do what God says. Who wants to be consistently weak all the time? Who wants to feel drained all the time? All because you didn't do the right thing and you constantly coming to the table where the Lord has spread and constantly taking damnation to yourself. You better think about it. Who wants to be sickly? Paying out your money. Now, see, here's a twofold thing. See, we talk about tithes. You know, God knows how to get your money, how to give your money and take your money. You got people who won't pay tithes and the money can't stay in their pocket. It's totally going through their hands and fingers. Think about it. You're sick, going to every doctor, paying out money to see what's going on with you. Every time you look up, something wrong with you. You're going to see the specialist. You're running here and there, but you still not living right, and you're still coming to the table, still a late sinner. Yes, not giving up, but you have to give up. But you're taking on his blood, you're taking on his body, and you not say, oh, blessed God, have mercy on us. Then there's the ultimate punishment, death. Now, it's one thing to be weary, it's one thing to be sick. It's another thing to take communion and die because you took it unworthy. It's another thing to die, and I'm going to say it again, and take it unworthy. Where do you think you were going to spend eternity if you're not right with the Lord and you're taking of his body and you're drinking of his blood and then you die because of this? Where are you going to spend eternity? I don't know, but I've been told that about a place called heaven, a city called heaven. Now I'm trying to live and do all I can do to try to get there. Amen. I don't want to go through this earth and then I end up dying and go to hell. I'm trying all I know how to live for the Lord. I'm trying to seek him more and more every day. And when it comes time for the Eucharist, that's a half time when I can go and have a checkup. What are the some things that we can get into that's unworthy and say, what are the some things? See, thinking about it, one thing is not believing in the word of God. Some people don't believe that it's the word of God. They want to come up and say, you know, it's been translated by man and all this other kind of stuff, but all things they want to give. Yes, it was translated by man, but they were divine men of God, and God gave them their insight how to write his word. It was by divine intervention that the word of God was written. It's not man's word, but it's God's word, and I believe that every word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Then we have some people that only want to believe in the word in parts. Now, see, this is a problem here. Either you believe in the word of God and all of it is right, or you don't believe it at all. You can't pick and choose what you want to be. Well, you can pick and choose, but there's a danger. Basically, just as long as the word doesn't hit us where we are, then the word is all right. Oh, you don't hear me. Just as